It's 86 degrees here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Incidents uncovered at Tennessee's high-security youth prisons are drawing the interest of the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, which handles licensing for such facilities. Abuses of teens at facilities run by Wayne Halfway House were documented through investigative reporting by ProPublica and WPLN. The company is contesting the findings, but senior criminal justice reporter Paige Flager says DCS has heard enough to take a closer look.
DCS is really limited because of the juvenile privacy laws about what they can say publicly. But the department is already investigating the incidents that we uncovered during the reporting process. And we sent the things that we had heard about and the things that we knew about to the department to provide them with the information that we had gathered. The department said it's comparing the information that we gave them with their provider records to determine whether required incident and abuse reports were being made, whether appropriate medical care and notifications happened, and what actions were taken in response. So because of juvenile privacy laws, again, the results of that investigation will not be public.
You can learn more about the conditions in Tennessee's youth prisons by reading the full investigation at WPLN.org. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into Ascension St. Thomas. News Channel 5 confirmed 4 surgical patients were given potassium instead of the painkiller intended for their epidurals. That can have catastrophic effects on the nervous and cardiovascular systems. News Channel 5 says several patients went into cardiac arrest and some were left paralyzed. It's common sense that driverless vehicles would use cameras to help navigate through traffic while ferrying passengers around town, but the Nashville Banner reports that even when the vehicles are vacant and stationary, Waymos are recording 360-degree video as long as they are running. There's little information about how that video is stored or for how long. The Banner asked Waymo what it does with the footage that its fleet of 50 vehicles have collected from across Nashville. The company didn't provide a specific policy and says it determines which video gets saved on a case-by-case basis. The spokesperson says Waymo does not use facial recognition to identify the people in the footage it collects.